you've been out, while you've been at work, while you've been taking care of stuff, we've compiled a composite of the latest and biggest stories of the day to help you get caught up. This is 830 News on the go.
With the Friday 830 on the go, I'm Taylor Rivera. On the Iron Range, the Minnesota BCA is investigating an officer-involved shooting. The Trump administration announcing it's deferring an additional $91 million in Medicaid funding to Minnesota. And Minnesota sports fans had one of those nights to remember. But first, Edina police sharing details about a shooting on the 6300 block of York Avenue near Southdale this morning. Police say the victim and suspect were known to each other. A man was taken to HCMC in serious condition, and police arrested another man a short time later in Brooklyn Park. The incident happened just a few blocks from a homicide at an Edina transitional housing complex last week. Police Chief Todd Milburn says that's not indicative of a larger crime problem in the city.
We're actually down in crime. If you look at the overall numbers going back the last number of years, Edina is a very safe place to live. We've been talking a lot about violent crime in the metro area, and it touches every community here in this region.
No IDs yet on the victim or suspect. The Ramsey County Medical Examiner's Office has identified the victim in yesterday's homicide in downtown St. Paul as 27-year-old Adarius Gleese. No reports of any arrests yet, and it's not known what led to the shooting. The Trump administration announcing it's deferring an additional $91 million in Medicaid funding to Minnesota. Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services Administrator Dr. Mehmet Oz says it's due to fresh concerns about fraud in state-run social service programs that are funded by the federal government.
We've notified Governor Walz and state leaders that CMS is deferring an additional $91 million in federal Medicaid funding. That's not a step we take lightly, but it's a necessary one.
The $91 million is on top of the withholding of $243 million in Medicaid funding announced in February. Governor Walz calls it a part of the Trump administration's retribution campaign against Minnesota. State leaders say they'll continue to work with the feds and have put in place safeguards requested by them to allow for the flow of funding to continue. On the Iron Range, the Minnesota Bureau of Criminal Apprehension is investigating an officer-involved shooting in Virginia this morning. A local television station reporting officers shot a person who was waving a gun. The BCA is expected to release more details after their preliminary investigation is complete. At the Capitol, the House Ethics Committee calling two Republicans and a Democrat to testify today following complaints that have been filed against them. Republican Representative Elliot Engen was charged with a DWI last month after skipping out on a committee hearing, drinking at a bar, and getting stopped for speeding and suspected drunk driving in White Bear Lake. He was with Republican Representative Walter Hudson, who says he did nothing wrong.
Am I admitting that I left committee, went to an establishment, had lunch, and that there were two drink orders on my part? Yes. My contention is not that those things did not happen. My contention is that those things are not violations of consistently and uniformly enforced norms in this body.
DFL Representative Jamie Long saying the actions of Engen and Hudson are a bad look.
In no other job is it acceptable to leave in the middle of the workday to go drinking. And it should not be acceptable at the Capitol either.
The committee could consider disciplinary action against the lawmakers at a later date. The Republican primary race for governor has gotten a little bit less competitive.
State Representative Kristen Robbins announcing this morning that she has terminated her campaign. Despite a fierce focus on fraud, the incumbent never got much traction in a crowded field that includes former candidate Kendall Qualls, former MyPillow CEO Mike Lindell, and the presumed frontrunner, current House Speaker Lisa Daymuth. Robbins says she'll continue to serve out her term until January. Ari Bergeron, News Talk 830 WCCO.
The Minnesota Department of Public Safety is once again launching its summer speed enforcement campaign. Agencies across Minnesota are increasing patrols to kick off the 100 deadliest days of summer, targeting speeding and other dangerous driving behaviors now through Labor Day. Shannon Grabo with the Office of Traffic Safety.
Speed enforcement is going to be continuing out throughout the whole summer, but specifically this summer because roads are dry, people are more relaxed and just excited to get out there and do the fun things with their families, but we just really want to focus on making sure people get there safely.
She says the effort this year follows nearly 400 serious injuries linked to dangerous road behaviors last year and 100 speed-related deaths. The Minneapolis Farmers Market returns this weekend.
It's the 150th year for the Minneapolis Farmers Market.
We are offering everything now from produce to olive oil to prepared food and everything in between.
Market Executive Director and Manager Ashley Nathy says this year's market features 128 different vendors, and once again, massive crowds are expected.
One of my vendors referred to it as the greatest show on earth. And I always laugh when he jokes about that. But it really is like the state fair of farmers markets, because there isn't anything that you really can't get while you're there.
Mark Fry, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Finally, Minnesota sports fans had one of those nights to remember.
For the first time ever, the Wild and Timberwolves have advanced to the second round of their respective league playoffs in the same year, and they did it on the same night, and they both did it at home. In St. Paul last night, the Wild broke open a close game with a late barrage of goals to beat Dallas 5-2, taking the series 4-2. After that was over, the Timberwolves laced them up, and despite three key injuries, they took out Denver 110-98. The Wolves also won their series in 6 games. Next up, the Wild take on Colorado, and the Wolves face San Antonio. Oh, and for good measure, both the Twins and Saints won last night in their home stadiums. Al Schock, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Thanks for listening to WCCO's 830 On The Go. You can find each day's On The Go and all of our podcasts at WCCORadio.com or by downloading the Odyssey app. I'm Taylor Rivera, News Talk 830 WCCO.